With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump and Chinese President Xi have yet to sign off on it, but the U.S. and China do have a tentative trade deal. It sets U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports at 55%. China's tariffs on American goods go to 10%. The U.S. also gets rare earth minerals from China. In return, Chinese students will be allowed to continue attending American colleges and universities. A better-than-expected report on consumer prices. Inflation rose 2.4% last month compared to a year earlier.
The May figure compares with April's mark of a 2.3% rise in consumer prices compared with a year ago. Economists were projecting prices would increase 2.5% last month as they keep constantly monitoring the impacts of the administration's tariff policies on the economy, especially as some retailers and some consumer products companies have publicized plans to raise prices in anticipation of covering the cost of the import duties.
Correspondent George Williams. Los Angeles, much quieter overnight. President Trump has a message for those who would resort to violence.
Los Angeles isn't the only city where demonstrations have taken place over immigration enforcement raids. Protests have sprung up in several American cities. The president issued this warning if those protests turn violent.
When they do it, if they do it, they're going to be met with equal or greater force than we met right here.
He defended his deployment of troops to L.A. while critics argued the president's actions are a serious breach of state sovereignty. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Elon Musk now says that some of his anti-Trump comments went too far. Musk says he regrets some of his online posts about the president. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 141 points. The Nasdaq ahead 73 points. This is SRN News. A new report on puberty blockers.
Transgender activists argue that doctors must give gender-confused children drugs to help them live as the opposite sex, or they will become depressed and might commit suicide. But according to a two-year study of such kids, giving them puberty blockers did not help their depression. The report drew attention recently when the lead researcher admitted trying to withhold the results because she supports the transgender agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Nations is taking Guatemala to task over its pro-life laws. A panel of independent experts who make up the UN Human Rights Committee says Guatemala violated the rights of a 14-year-old rape victim by denying her request to have an abortion. The committee compared the abortion refusal to torture. In Guatemala, abortion is banned except in cases where the life of the mother is at risk. And prior to 1973, no abortions of any kind were allowed. This is SRN News. A cyber attack is impacting a grocery chain.
A big food distributor that supplies Whole Foods says it was hit with a cyber attack that could disrupt supplies to some stores. United Natural Foods reported on Monday that the company had to take some systems offline to deal with the attack and that it has temporarily impacted their ability to handle customer orders. The attack was first discovered last Thursday. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Arizona's Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs has vetoed a proposal that would have banned teaching anti-Semitism at the state's public schools. The proposal would have exposed educators who violate the new rules to discipline and lawsuits that they would personally be responsible for. Teachers and administrators at public K through 12 schools, colleges, and universities would have been prohibited from teaching or promoting anti-Semitism or anti-Semitic actions that create a hostile environment. Hobbs says the bill really is an attack on teachers. More details, SRNNews.com.